Hi, everybody. Welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, April 16th, 2024. So hope this finds you well. As always, I appreciate your listening to this, downloading this. I appreciate my sponsorship from quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. All these things are deeply appreciated, and it enables me to keep getting this content out to you guys. And just a reminder to say that I hope you listened to the live show with Gregory Paul Martin last night. And there will, of course, be a live Podbean on Thursday night. The return of the live podcast comes on Thursday night. Right, okay. I'd like to bring you some good news. It can't all be doom and gloom, can it? Because that doesn't make for happy times. And so the cheery news I bring you is that Humza Yousaf, Scotland's first minister, or is he Gaza's first minister? I never can be sure. And the SNP, his party, are facing a significant challenge as recent polls indicate a potential loss of 20-plus MPs, oh dear, in the upcoming general election. This follows a series of crushing by-election defeats, leading to a decline in his own performance ratings amongst SNP supporters. So this is all the good news. So basically, anyway, there was a big council election in Inverness South council seat last week. An independent won it, actually, as it turns out. Independent won it. Lib Dems came second and the SNP came third. They were ahead of the Conservatives, but only by a couple of points. Labour, interestingly enough, were in fourth position. So I don't think the Stormer effect is particularly big in this council area of Inverness South. But so anyway, you know, this was just another defeat for them. They got 19.4% of the votes. But it's probably more interesting, and for the greater amount of laughs lies, is when we look at the fact that they saw this was a 17% drop in their vote share. Like, it's pretty significant. But let's talk about Humza, because this is the bit that impressed me. In the most recent polling concerning his popularity, he came in minus 32 with the general public. Minus 32. Hey, Humza, you're really working the public well, aren't you? I think at minus 32, that means you're slightly less popular than Plague, which in some ways you are. Even amongst SNP supporters, only 29% of them reckon that he's doing a good job. More than that, some 36% think he has been poor in office. So it's quite incredible, really. So this guy who's, of course, presiding over, you know, the hate crime legislation that we've talked plenty about here, turning Scotland into like a little mini communist China. He's not supported by the masses or anything like the masses. And more to the point, it seems to me very likely that whenever the election call is called, you're going to see the SNP given a bloody nose in Scotland. And that's, in a sense, their own fault, because they've done so much infighting amongst themselves, much as they might try to pretend otherwise. And their policies and the stuff that they're doing is absolutely horrendous. So the Scottish people, I think, are going to give them a really good hiding at the polls. That would mean that they will lose. Whether they lose 20-plus seats, I don't know. Every poll suggests that. So in other words, they'll lose about half their seats at Westminster. But that would be, you know, even at that would be still too many. I'd want them to lose all their seats, because they're a truly appalling bunch of racist gits in the SNP. The sad thing is, of course, that Labour will be the primary beneficiaries of all of this. And we know that Labour are not much better than the SNP, except I don't think they're driven by a complete hatred of English people, which seems to be one of the prominent drivers of SNPism. So, so that's what's happened with our Humza. So, you know, I know we're having to endure him, and he makes all these stupid speeches, just, you know, cringe speeches about people being white. But at the end of the day, it seems to me that he is completely unrepresentative of Scotland. So that's cheery. You know, we should sort of say, well, say what we will about the Scots, but they're not so mad as to be endorsing Humza Yousaf and the SNP. And as I say, it's not going to be too many months before we see that manifest at the polls. So we can all look forward to the morning after the night before, after the general election, when the results come through in Scotland, and we see crisis control happening in SNP headquarters as Humza faces the choice of, you know, having to exit stage left or desperately try to cling on, having led his party, because he's the guy, when the music stops, he's going to be the guy left carrying the can. And he will be the one, I forecast, who will then be forced to lose his job. And that'll be another good moment. So there you go. Some good news north of the border.